Good morning. You're listening to The Agenda with Sonal Rupani. Georgia Tully is still on her leave. She will be back in a few weeks. So today we are kicking off the show with a little bit of a news story that caught my eye. Amazon announced yesterday that it had filed a lawsuit against the leaders of over 10,000 Facebook groups that it said was publishing fake reviews on its own e-commerce site. And this raised a lot of questions for me. First of all, I knew fake reviews were out there. I didn't know they were quite such a massive problem to the tune of 10,000 Facebook groups being involved in this. In addition to that, I was a little bit skeptical. What's Amazon's incentive to crack down on this problem? Surely it must be helping their own platform with more sales. I wanted to dig a little bit further into this issue. And I guess it raises the question of how much of your shopping are you doing online? I know for me, it's quite a bit just for the pure convenience of it. And when it comes to reviews in making a purchasing decision, I also really consume them. I look at the review photographs. I never want to be stuck with a junk product because, as Brandy and I were discussing just a moment ago, returns are kind of a hassle, aren't they? Every now and then, though, you read some reviews, it causes a little bit of a raised eyebrow because a number of them all together using similar language, perhaps, or all just simply calling the product amazing. As Richard was pointing out, if it's not balanced, you think, okay, what's going on here? And despite the fact that reviews make such an impact on our purchasing decisions, fake reviews remain a major issue for online retailers, Amazon in particular. They use a number of third-party sellers, of course, and they've been combating this problem for years. The groups that we were talking about, the Facebook groups, actually work around the world. They're trying to recruit people to write false reviews in return for money or for free products. A number of these groups have actually already been removed by Facebook since that news was announced, including that one that had 43,000 members in a single group. Now, specifically, they targeted sites in the US, UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Japan. So it wasn't pointed out that the UAE or our regional market was too affected by this. But you can imagine that this is, in fact, a global problem. And we did contact Amazon's UAE office for comment on the regional impact. However, they said they weren't able to get back to us by airtime today. Amazon has officially banned incentivized reviews globally in 2016. But has that been enough? Because in 2020, a Financial Times investigation in the UK found that as many as 9 out of the top 10 reviewers on its platform were engaged in what they called suspicious activity. It is so important that these reviews are accurate because a research survey has shown that 93% of people say online reviews impact their purchasing decisions. So obviously this is big business. I caught up with a US-based Amazon expert to talk about this global problem. Stephen Pope is the founder of My Amazon Guy. He's a marketing expert who helps sellers run successful businesses on the platform. So I asked him how extensive this issue is. He told me there's actually a lot at stake here for Amazon. Customer sentiment really is high, especially in the US, because they have the quick shipping and the easy returns. So consumers do tend to choose Amazon. So if fake reviews persist, this could really hit their reputation and, as a result, their bottom line. That's why they're putting so much energy into combating this issue. So it's no surprise, really, that they're taking the issue very seriously.
We've seen them go through layers over the last 5 years of trying to fix fake reviews. First, 5 years ago, they disabled the ability to incentivize reviews, and that was a very big change. They then started banning Chinese seller groups that were taking advantage of fake reviews and having these fake review groups. I believe Amazon has been watching these Facebook groups especially tightly and closely the last 2 years. They've got all of the people who have participated in these Facebook groups on blacklists. And so any seller that has been taking advantage of fake reviews is probably going to see some negative hits to their SEO rankings and keyword rankings on Amazon, and they're going to pay the price in the long term. And so anytime we see these third-party service offerings to do something to take advantage of a system, it eventually catches up to them. We saw the similar thing happen a few months back with rebates, and Amazon went after and sued all of these rebate companies. This Facebook group's lawsuit is pretty much an extension of that same vernacular. They really don't want people to write reviews and be incentivized. It's an, not only is it an FTC violation, but it's also just bad for consumers.
And as we heard Stephen Pope say there, it is an FTC violation. So by law, it's really important for them to crack down on this. And as I mentioned before, it's no surprise these fake review sort of farms, as you could call them, are big business. Because how important are reviews to purchasing decisions for consumers?
Well, we've seen that pretty much a product can launch without reviews and succeed, but it's way more difficult in certain categories, especially categories where buyer sentiment is really the driving force of the purchase. Think supplements, pet supplies, other product categories that are just over inundated with thousands and thousands of products. Obviously, if you're the only one selling something, it won't matter how many reviews you have. But in a category where you're competing against listings with 10,000 reviews and you've got one or two or three reviews, you have no chance, even if you're trying to win on price. So this is a very prolific problem. Fake reviews is something that really is going to have to be combated at these large scales, at these legal battles. And sellers used to have the ability to ask for reviews in emails. They don't even have that ability anymore. But by and large, about 1% of people or 1% of purchases will leave a review. And so if a listing wants to generate hundreds, if not thousands of reviews, that's hundreds, if not thousands of orders they have to generate. You get some momentum, you gain some rankings, and more sales will come from those sales that you originated. So reviews very much affect the conversion rate. Consumers are going to go for that 1,000 review listing over the one with 100 reviews on it all day long.
And what's your response to this news about Amazon trying to target Facebook groups that solicit these fake reviews? And specifically, I want to say that we've heard about these groups before. I mean, they've been reported years ago, and clearly they're still around. Clearly they're a big issue. I mean, how can Amazon tackle this when they keep continuing to pop up?
Well, I think that they're not only going to go after Facebook, they're going to go after the people that are in these admin groups. And so just by simply seeing the news today, of those 10,000 groups, I bet you a solid 400 of them are going to close by like tomorrow, right? And so just simply having the press and the relations, you're going to see some of it get cleaned up. Now, obviously, it's going to be a little whack-a-mole. You're going to take some out and more are going to pop up. But when there's this gigantic lawsuit and they're going after these small groups, big groups, and everybody in between, I do think that that is a policy that will prohibit and prevent a strong majority of these problems. The 80-20 rule comes to mind. 20% of the effort's going to take out 80% of these scumbags, and everybody's going to be pretty happy with that. Are 20% of the problem still going to exist after this lawsuit? 100%. But it's going to take a lot more effort to knock those guys out. So I think from a sheer numbers policy, this is a good step forward, even though it might be 2 years late.
How do these groups and these kind of fake review exchanges actually work? I mean, what are these administrators offering these sort of thousands of people that they have in a group? And also, how can anyone just go leave a review? I thought I've only ever gotten an email once I purchased something to ask me to leave a review. I've never seen an option just on the website to go in and leave a review if I haven't been a consumer of that specific product.
Yeah, your understanding is completely correct. And so what happens is there's these Facebook groups where sellers are congregating and other people that are involved. And they're basically like, hey, go buy my product. I'll refund you as soon as you leave a review. Right. And so these are purchases that would not have been made otherwise. And so it's not like you're going after your current customer data set. They're actually generating new orders from customers. Then they're getting the review and then they're refunding the money. And so it's a fake order for a fake review, and it's not even the target customer in very many instances. So it's not a good consumer behavior for Amazon to incentivize or allow, which is why they're attacking it.
And how risky is this to engage in from a seller's point of view if somebody's trying to boost their reviews and just wants to participate in this? Because on the one hand, it's probably seen as vital, as we've talked about earlier, to get an extensive list of positive reviews. And then on the flip side, you're risking Amazon coming after you and potentially shutting down your business, I suppose. So I guess there's quite a trade-off for people who are attempting this.
Yeah, and you know, inflation's record high, margins are record lows right now. And so there's going to be a certain group or set of people that's going to go out of their way to just do whatever they can to survive and get off the ground. And unfortunately, that's just the facts on the ground. But it's good to see that you know, Facebook's already removed half of the groups. I'm seeing that on the news being reported. So that's very good to see. It's a step in the right direction. But for sellers that have engaged in this, they've got a black mark on their account. One thing that can happen is that reviews will be frozen on the pages for 60, 90 days as kind of just like a holding pattern. And then they also might suspend the accounts. So there is a massive amount of risk for sellers to engage in these sort of things. And quite frankly, for the last 3 years, I've been preaching, don't worry about reviews. Don't focus on reviews. Just focus on a good quality product, build a community, and solve problems. And if you do those basic things, that strategy is still going to work 2 or 3 years from now. But if you engage in these black hat tactics where you're going to have something that could come and go at any point in time, you may not have a business when Tuesday of next week rolls around.
In terms of the accounts being frozen or even shut down, I guess these sellers, perhaps, as you've mentioned, are willing to do whatever it takes. They could just restart a new one, right? Is there anything that prohibits that? Is there anything that's difficult about that for them to just restart a new page?
So if you are if you have a suspended account with Amazon and you try and open a second one, they're going to link that very quickly within a matter of 24 hours, and they're going to suspend the new account as well. It is almost impossible to open up a new account after you have a suspension attached to your name. Some of the things that you would have to have just from the get-go, and this is pretty standard stuff, so I'm not giving away secrets, but you're going to have your own credit card, bank account, legal entity with unique tax infrastructure, just as a starting point to open up an Amazon account. And if you're attached to an account that's suspended, you're going to have some challenges.
And what do consumers need to know in terms of knowing that these fake reviews are out there? How can they tell the difference?
It's going to be a little tricky. I mean, there's some Chrome extensions out there that claim they can help you identify fake reviews. I've personally reviewed those. I think it's basically a coin toss. I don't think they really help that much. But I will say this, the listings that have thousands and thousands of orders and reviews they've got the bestseller badges, those are really safe purchases. If you have a bad experience, no matter what product you buy, though, because of how the Amazon platform works, you're basically guaranteed a free return, right? Some of the protections are really already in place in that sense. But by and large, if you're looking at the actual reviews, there are a couple of things you can be on the lookout for. First of all, if the review sounds like it's for a different product than the one being discussed, that's a dead giveaway. That's usually what happens when one seller hijacks a secondary seller's listing and they take over the reviews and they sell a completely different product. The second, though, is if you look at the actual product picture reviews, those reviews are way more likely to be genuine. And so reading those reviews with the pictures, you get some context behind them. You can see some trends, right? And keep in mind, like, there's some groups out there that are not just for positive fake reviews. There's also some out there for negative fake reviews. And so it goes kind of both ways on that spectrum. But when you look at the listing reviews, if you see like lots of five-star reviews with like one word on them and it's like great or it was fine, those are generally not going to be as likely to be real reviews. But if you see paragraph long reviews one after another, that's usually a really good strong sign and more likely to be a real review.
Some tips there on how we can all judge the reviews as we're making our online purchases. The voice there of Stephen Pope, the founder of My Amazon Guy.